And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Wednesday, April 10th. I am Josh Engelman, and I am here to break down a six-game NBA slate. We do have two games tipping off at 10 o'clock. They are not included in this slate, so we've got something slightly more manageable than we had yesterday. However, we do have most of this entire slate on a back-to-back, which leads us to a few question marks. Shout out to Sleeper for being the sponsor of this show. You can see them on the banner at the top of the screen. Get up to $500 on your first deposit. Link in the description. We'll talk about them in a bit. We've got promos for the Masters on the DFS side and the sports betting pick'em side. Lots to talk about today. But before we get started, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What's up, everybody? Yeah, that's a wild one, Stephen Leibowitz. Shout out to the Celtics being the first team to ever have zero foul shots in an NBA game ever. Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. That's just wild stuff, man. Wild stuff. I'm trying to save my workbook right now because it's all gummed up and frozen. So we're slowly but surely getting that back up here. We're going to break this down as best we can. Admittedly, it's almost impossible to do this show right now, given the amount of back-to-backs that we have since basically everybody played yesterday. But we're going to talk it through. We at least have rankings and an idea of who the best plays are for right now, and we're going to break that down, give it our best shot. I'm just setting up my value equation quickly, so we're all good to go. Perfect. We'll set up my rankings so we're good to go. Now let's break it down to the best of our ability at least to start the day. And we're going to do that by going boop, just like that. We'll start it off in the worst way possible. I can't think of a single thing I would want to talk about less than the Memphis Grizzlies being 18.5-point underdogs in Cleveland with a 212 total. Now, Memphis is on a back-to-back. Luckily for us, sort of, Cleveland is not. So we don't technically know who's available for Memphis. However, they probably only have eight guys. We don't know that for certain yet. You never know what's going to get unearthed from the Grizzlies. They're basically impossible to talk about. Like Clark Jackson, Jack White played yesterday for Memphis, got signed early in the day. He's not even in the player pool on DraftKings this morning or on FanDuel. So this guy doesn't have a salary as one of the eight guys from Memphis. Now, assuming we get the same eight guys from yesterday that we have today, you're paying very close attention to Jordan Goodwin. He's projected for 33% ownership. I think you're paying close attention to Trey Jameson at 4,300 center only. I think you're certainly looking at Xavier Simpson. I think you're looking at Scottie Pippen. You're going back to Timmy Allen, I would imagine. You're kind of touching every piece of this. We actually saw Brandon Clark get a couple extra minutes. Is he playing a back-to-back in a meaningless game in the final week of the season? I don't know. So much depends for Memphis. So much depends on if anybody that didn't play yesterday is available today. I wouldn't be surprised to see them have Brandon Clark be active and never step foot on the floor today. Do they want him playing a back-to-back? I have no idea. I can't wrap my head around this Memphis Grizzlies team any longer. But if they don't unlock someone from yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if Brandon Clark is an active scratch and they only play with seven. We have no way to know any of this right now, so it's hard to really dig into Memphis. But even in a bad matchup against Cleveland, six-game slate, Memphis potentially having eight active bodies, you're playing a ton of the Grizzlies again today. We just don't know which ones yet. So I would love to break that down further. It's absolutely impossible right now. Impossible. So if you want Memphis details, I'll see you guys at 6 o'clock tonight for the NBA Live Before Lock show, when we likely have a bit more information. The real saving grace here is this game starts at 7, the only 7 o'clock tip-off. Which means we will get a starting lineup for Memphis. But you got to get to these guys. There's no other way to think about it. I would imagine he's not playing. But I would also, unless, here's going to be the real difficult piece of this. If, we got to know this. If they don't active, if someone that didn't play yesterday, like if they can't activate someone from yesterday to play today, Brandon Clark will not get listed as out on an injury report. Okay, so Brandon Clark is officially ruled out for injury maintenance. That tweet just came out right now from Underdog. Not sure where they saw it. It doesn't matter. The key piece of this is that I don't think we'll see him out on the injury report unless we get an eighth guy available. That's the tricky part, because they're going to have 8 active players. Just because you're active doesn't mean you have to play. We've seen this happen before, oddly enough, with the Grizzlies. Oh, Paul Mack. I would not, like, I think it's 50-50 that we don't see him get officially ruled out. We could know that he's not going to play, but they might not be able to make that designation. You have to have 8 guys listed as available for an NBA game. If they only have 7 human beings today, Brandon Clark will be listed as available even if he's not playing. So don't get confused by that, because that can happen. Now, if like 1 or 2 of those guys that didn't play yesterday are just available here, then everything is going to be business as usual. But if they only have 7, someone is getting listed as active that isn't playing. We'll find out what's going on at 6 o'clock. Now, Cleveland, a little bit different. Nobody really standing out for the Cavs, and you see it in terms of ownership. 8% to Mobley is the highest mark. Now, this is very different on FanDuel. Mobley's 22. Jared Allen's 33. Not a single person on Cleveland got north of 10%. Sam Merrill is doubtful. Donovan Mitchell is available. Now, I already took Donovan Mitchell's over PRA for this game. We'll see how many minutes he's actually playing, but he should cut through Memphis like a hot knife through butter. The problem is, I think Donovan Mitchell looks like the best play from Cleveland, and I have him ranked 33rd on a 6-game slate. I just don't think you're getting to much of Cleveland. If this game goes according to plan, I think Memphis really struggles to score, and this becomes a reverse blowout where, you know, Memphis ends up with 75 points and no one from Cleveland really has to play all that well. So that's where we stand right now. Is Paul Millsap a bot in this? I can't figure it out. Because I never understand anything that is typed. And like the column names on this sheet are very clearly designated. If salary and name and projection are confusing, this is going to be a real tough show for you. Anyway, I don't think we're playing much of Cleveland. No matter how this breaks down, I think the ownership looks proper. We did get Evan Mobley to 11% optimal. I think you could quibble between him and Mitchell, and it really just comes down to how much you think Donovan Mitchell is going to play today. And maybe it's only 30 minutes. But who the hell on Memphis is going to stop him? Now we go to the first of a couple games that we don't have an injury report for either side. Charlotte Hornets, 10.5-point dogs in Atlanta, 220 total. Now, for Charlotte, we don't know who's available. I think it's safe to assume that everybody that played yesterday plays today. They don't have to do that. And we do have some interesting options. Grant Williams is currently projected for 24% ownership. He's 5,400 and power forward center eligible. I have him ranked 27th. I happen to also have Brandon Miller ranked 25th as what I think is just as good of a play. And yet he's 1/3 the ownership. We have 24% ownership coming into Miles Bridges. He's 7,900, plays around 40 minutes every single night. Fully warranted getting a quarter of the ownership. I have him ranked 15th overall. But I think Trey Mann looks good at 11% owned. I already mentioned Brandon Miller. I think you could certainly go to someone like Poku for 3,700 as a value play on this six gamer. We got Bridges to 23% optimal, Grant Williams to 14, Trey Mann to 12. So lots of negative leverage to Grant Williams, and I see it the same way. I think he's a bit overowned, even though he does look like a good option. I think the priority for Charlotte is clearly Miles Bridges, and I think Brandon Miller and Trey Mann are at least a little bit getting slept on for this slate. The matchup against Atlanta is fantastic. Their defense is bad. They're playing a little bit faster. We're probably not going to have Jalen Johnson on the other side, so Atlanta is even worse than they normally are. I kind of like getting the pieces from Charlotte, but I don't think you're going to be surprised to hear that we get to Charlotte a lot. Yeah, Memphis is going to be chalk no matter what. Multiple dudes from Memphis will be highly owned today. It'll kind of depend on what we get from that starting lineup at 6:30 tonight, or if they sign a new 10-day dude, or whatever could possibly happen to fill out their rotation. It might look a little bit different, but we're definitely getting a lot of ownership to Memphis. But for Charlotte, the priority is Bridges, Grant Williams, Brandon Miller, Trey Mann, secondary options in different ways. Atlanta. Now, we don't have the injury report. I left Jalen Johnson out. I believe he rolled his ankle again yesterday. I have no idea why he would play today. That makes very little sense. They're already 100% in the playoffs, and they're 92, ignoring his status, they're 92% to be the 10 seed. Their only goal should be Jalen Johnson being healthy for Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day this game happens. So I assume we're not going to see Jalen Johnson today, which means we're getting 35% ownership to DeJounte Murray, 30 to Clint Capella, and around 15 for Bogdanovich and Hunter. No disagreements for me. I think DeJounte Murray is probably the best play on today's slate. He's 9,700. He's in a good matchup, at least defensively, against Charlotte. 1.4, roughly, fantasy points per minute. You want to get to DeJounte Murray quite a bit here. Now, I think DeAndre Hunter is getting slept on in a big way if Jalen Johnson isn't playing in this one. He's 6K. He's small forward, power forward eligible. He's playing 34 minutes a night. It's certainly going to look like that again today with one less guy that's on his corner. I think he's wildly underowned at 12%. We only have him 9% optimal. I gave him an extra minute. I have DeAndre Hunter ranked 7th right now, and you get the MPE. So I think he's getting slept on. I think Clint Capella is a more than reasonable option, even at 30% ownership. I have him ranked 12th. It's a fantastic spot. Not a lot of resistance on the Charlotte side. So those three guys look great. And then Bogdanovich, you know, one of the top few guys in six man of the year this year, now stepping into this big time starter role with people out. 6,900, shooting guard, small forward eligible. He's 18% owned. He ranks 17th for me. He's going to be right around a fantasy point per minute. We have Bogdanovich 23% optimal, 18% owned. So we have three guys from Atlanta, 22% or higher in optimal. And I think DeAndre Hunter is one of the better GPP plays you'll find. Lots to like here from Atlanta from those four guys. You can work like a Bruno Fernando into a lineup. He'll likely split whatever minutes Clint Capella doesn't play at the five. There's not much else from Atlanta, but Murray, Hunter, Capella, Bogdanovich, priorities today in large field GPPs. All right, we're two games in. moving at a pretty good rate. Schedule for the rest of the day, very, very easy. Coming up at noon Eastern, MLB live before lock. You get Laffy and Bellman. We've got a really nice early slate today, so that's not going to be a strategy show. It's going to be an MLB live before lock. We will also have MLB live before lock at 5 p.m. tonight for the main slate. That will then lead into NBA live before lock at 6 p.m. That'll be myself and Eric. And then you get myself and Greg hopping on the playback for an hour, sweating games, watching games, making bets, talking general basketball, all that kind of stuff. You guys want to come hang out? I think you should. It's a good time. Oh, cool. Trae Young might play today. Amazing. So everything that I just said about Atlanta, meaningless. Trae Young comes back, changes everything. If Trae Young plays today, you play zero shares of DeJounte Murray at all. Don't think about it. You cannot play DeJounte Murray at 9,700 if Trae Young is back. This is why this slate is insane to talk about today. We have no idea what's going on. It's the last week of the regular season. All righty. Let's talk first promo for today. Bang. We'll do it on the DFS side. Promo code is Masters. Links in the description. 40% off a month of our PGA DFS packages. You want to get our PGA Sims Max package for a month? Cover yourself for the Masters, the next three events, and all of the showdowns? You can do that and get 40% off clicking the link below. Maybe you just want data. Maybe you want Sims and data. Maybe you want a month of lineup generator. Whatever you're looking for here, you can get a monthly PGA DFS package for 40% off. This deal ends Thursday morning. You have about 24 hours, so it's a little bit less than that. I think it ends at 8 o'clock, but either way, don't wait. Get yourself this today, because tomorrow, this thing goes away and you're not going to be able to get in with it. The promo code is Masters. Click the link in the description. Guys, we all know that whatever Chandra says, the opposite is true, or he's just not bright. So, you know, remember that. Remember that. DeAndre Hunter, meanwhile, last time out, 49.75 fantasy points. 4 games ago, 40 fantasy points. But yes, don't play him on a 6-gamer. He never gets there. For sake of argument, by the way, you need 38 fantasy points for a goal for DeAndre Hunter. Never does that. Never does that. Can't imagine he does that, even though he's done that in 2 out of the last 4 games he's played, but never gets there. I've never seen anybody in chat be more wrong, more consistently than that dope. So, fun stuff. Okay, another team we cannot talk about with any sort of confidence. The Toronto Raptors are 10-point underdogs in Brooklyn. 222 total. Toronto is on a back-to-back. We have no idea who's playing. I assume Quickly does. Maybe Barrett doesn't. Maybe Dick doesn't. He didn't play yesterday. Maybe someone else sits. We don't know what we're doing with Toronto. If everybody's in, they look awful. 6% ownership to Gary Trent is the highest mark of anybody on Toronto. We did get Quickly to 15% optimal, and we did get Jordan Wara to 13% optimal. Now, that right there is unlikely. Depending on who's available. If everybody's back, Jordan Wara is not playing 25 minutes today. Maybe everybody's not back. Is Kelly Olynyk out? Did I miss something? What happened to Kelly Olynyk yesterday? Nothing? I don't know. Look, here's the deal, guys. We don't have an injury report for Toronto. They were missing 2 guys in their starting lineup yesterday. We don't know what we have here. We need their injury report. I'm going to keep it moving through Toronto. Brooklyn we can talk about, because Brooklyn has an injury report. Nick Claxton, probable. Cam Johnson, probable. We don't have Dennis Smith Jr., and we don't have Dorian Finney-Smith. We do have quite a bit of ownership coming into Brooklyn. and it is very deserved in a matchup against Toronto. Cam Thomas is 20% owned. Love it. I have him ranked 8th. Completely deserves it. Mikal Bridges is 20% owned. I bet his over on Prize Picks. He's 6th in my rankings. Well deserving of his current ownership. We've got 10% ownership coming into Nick Claxton. I got him 16th. Looks great. We've got 26% ownership coming into Dennis Schroeder. I think he looks great. All of this stuff. We want to get to a lot of Brooklyn. 4 guys in 10% or more lineups. 3 in 20 or more. 4 guys showed up north of 10% optimal. Thomas, Bridges, Schroeder, Claxton. You have to like Brooklyn in this spot. That's how bad Toronto is, even if they're getting some guys back. I have 4 guys from the 4 guys that are getting any love, I have in my top 16. They're easy to get to in this spot. Toronto, bottom 10 defense, top 5 in pace right now. Amazing matchup. And it could look even better for Brooklyn, depending on who gets actually ruled out for the Raptors. Oh, man. All right. Hit that like button. We got 200 people in the door. That's where we stand for Brooklyn. It's about to get a little bit harder to talk about the rest of this. Before we do that, let's do one more thing. Let's do this. We got another ad, but it's another amazing ad for everybody here. We want you guys to also sign up for Odds Shopper. Go to oddshopper.com. Click the link in the description of this video. You can get Odds Shopper for $1 using the promo code MASTERS. $1. Cancel at any time during that first week. It'll never cost you more than a buck at that point. We take a market-based approach to beating the books, to beat sports books and pick'em sites, depending on what you have. So legal or not legal betting state, you've got access for something. And the tool is incredible. And it's not just that. We have an optimizer for all of the pick'em sites. We have parlay builders and odds boost calculators. Our live odds page is packed full of data and line shopping abilities. We're giving out expected value and expected win rate for everything that we have on the board. I'm pulling it up right now just so you guys can see it. Bang. But remember, it's a dollar. You can grab, let's hop to the bet table. Grayson Allen, under 2.5 threes, plus 140. At Bet365 right now, it's the number one play on Odds Shopper, a 20 Odds Shopper rating. Luka, under 9.5 boards against Miami at BetMGM, 18 Odds Shopper rating, 7.5% expected value. We've got tons of plays across all of the sports or the pick'em sites, whatever you're looking for. And all you have to do to sign up is use that promo code MASTERS when you do it. Go to oddshopper.com or click the link in the description of this video. Now, Dallas does not have an injury report. They're on a back-to-back. Miami does not have an injury report. They're on a back-to-back. Dallas is a 5-point favorite in Miami, 215 total. Assuming everybody that's in from yesterday plays today, it is very difficult to get to a lot of Luka Doncic. He's 12,800. He smashed in the first half yesterday. He's 10% owned. I have him ranked 30th. Do I want to get to Luka? Of course. It's Luka Doncic. Is it difficult to do that? Yeah, it is a little bit. Highest optimal rate we got for anybody from Dallas is 9% to Derrick Jones Jr. We're going to need an injury report. We're going to need to know who's in and who's out for Dallas. But I think we can comfortably say we don't have any value if their rotation today looks like it did yesterday. It's just going to be a very difficult scene getting to Dallas. It'll likely be Luka and not much else. Now for Miami, same scenario. We have no idea who's available here. If we get the same team that we got yesterday for today, the highest owned guy is Bam Adebayo at 10%. Caleb Martin's at 9%. We got Caleb Martin to 12% optimal. The only guy that crossed 10, I think you could look at Tyler Hero, assuming he's playing a back-to-back at 6,900. I think he ranks 29th for me. That's good, not great. I don't mind getting Butler. I obviously am fine with Bam and Caleb Martin, But there are no overwhelming priorities coming from Miami, and you can see that based on our optimal rates and our ownership. This is lineup filler at best. Now, who knows? Maybe one or two guys here sit out on this back-to-back. Then we can create some value, particularly in a spot against Dallas, plays incredibly fast. Miami actually gains 2.6 possessions over their average just by facing Dallas. But we don't know anything. We need this injury report. We won't know any of this stuff until 1:30. It's hard, guys. It's hard with this sort of schedule. Oh, let's try this again. The final two games here, Orlando and Milwaukee. We don't have either injury report. They both played yesterday. San Antonio and Oklahoma City. We don't have either injury report. They both played yesterday. So we're going to do our best here. Orlando, 1-point favorites in Milwaukee, 215 total. Now, it's very reasonable that Markelle Fultz doesn't play today. It's very reasonable that John Isaac doesn't play today. We could have a ton of Orlando value, but we will not know that for a while. We didn't have Franz Wagner yesterday. I don't know if he's playing today. I have him in, because what else could you do to start the day? Cole Anthony's pulling a ton of ownership. Paolo Banchero's pulling a ton of ownership. Franz and Wendell Carter are both around 10, but we also left John Isaac and Markelle Fultz out of everything. I don't know if they're going to sit this back-to-back or not. They have in the past. Whether they do that today, we don't know. If everybody is in for Orlando, the best plays are Wendell Carter Jr. and Franz Wagner. Wendell Carter Jr. in particular is probably a little underrepresented at 12%. But Paolo is either an amazing play if Franz doesn't play again, or just like an okay guy. Franz looks interesting if he's able to play, but we have no idea if he's playing. I assume he's not, but there's no jumping off point for that to start the day with no injury report, so that we can only project it as if everybody is in. And at that point, Franz, Paolo, and Wendell Carter Jr. are the guys you watch. But if Franz is out and Fultz is out and Isaac's out, we're going to squeeze a bit of value out of a Milwaukee team that should probably play a little bit faster, and their defense is going to be a lot worse. Because one thing I know for certain, without an injury report, is Giannis Antetokounmpo is not playing against the Orlando Magic today. Speaking of, so for Milwaukee, I left Giannis out. If he plays today, nothing in the world will make sense. I'd be shocked if he plays again in the regular season. Went down non-contact yesterday. Didn't tear his Achilles or anything in his knee, so we got a little bit of a benefit there. Dame Lillard is 9,200. He's point guard only. He's 21% owned. I have him as the second best play on today's slate. I think he's under-owned at 21%. We have him 23% optimal. We got Bobby Portis to 13. I'm a little bit bigger of a believer in Bev, especially with no Giannis around. I'm more interested than does Chris Middleton play today? It's a back-to-back. He certainly doesn't have to. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't. If Chris Middleton and Giannis are both out, I promise you Damian Lillard will be higher than 21% owned today. Dame looks amazing. Dame looks amazing. Got to get to him. No doubt about it. Even though he's going to have a real, real tough day with Jalen Suggs, especially if we have no Middleton. But you got to get to Dame, because no one is getting the same sort of bump that he's getting without Giannis and potentially without Chris Middleton. If we get no Chris Middleton, then you're definitely getting a lot more of Bobby Portis. Jay Crowder becomes, I don't want to say like a primary value guy, but he's 3,500 small forward, power forward, and he's probably going to play 30 plus minutes. And then you probably start having a conversation about one of Malik Beasley or Pat Connaughton, or potentially AJ Green. We might get a lot of value here from Milwaukee, but we need to know the status of Middleton, because I think we could safely assume Giannis is going to be nowhere near this. All righty, guys. Final thing to talk about today before the last game. Sleeper. Up to a $500 deposit bonus. I talk about this basically every day. It doesn't change, but I reiterate it because it couldn't be more true. The goal should be to acquire money as cheaply as possible. That's what we're doing when we're playing these games. Whether it's Pick'em or sports betting or DFS, whatever. We're trying to acquire money. Deposit bonuses are the easiest way to do that. You should do everything possible to get every cent out of that. Try to get to 500. Play through it. If you find out you don't want to play on Sleeper after that, it's a completely different story. But don't leave the money on the table. It's a great site. They've got dynamic payouts, so you can get multipliers on each side, 100x your buy-ins. They have free squares regularly. And you can use Odd Shopper, which you can acquire for $1 right now using the promo code MASTERS, to get additional plays at Sleeper. The link is in the description. I want you guys to sign up. But even if you can't get up to 500, they're matching any deposit you make up to 500 bucks. Lock in that money. It's the easiest way to acquire it. News God, I haven't been betting anything. It's the last week of the NBA season. I'm not betting this garbage. I don't want to put in this work. Final game, San Antonio Spurs. 15-point dogs in OKC, 226 total. We have no idea who's playing for the Spurs today. They are on a back-to-back. I left everybody out that was in yesterday or out yesterday. 60% ownership to Sandro Mamukelashvili. 40 to Zach Collins. Are we going to have no Wemby today? I projected him in. I don't know. We don't have this information. 40 to Champagne, 25 to Trey Jones, 20 to Malachi Branham. Here's the long and short of it for San Antonio. Whether Victor Wembanyama plays or not, you're jamming San Antonio today against Oklahoma City. No choice. Not enough bodies. If Wemby doesn't play, you're jamming them even more. But if he's in, he's going to look all right at 11-5. But we have no idea what the status of anything from San Antonio is right now. But we do know Champagne, Branham, Mamu, Jones, Wemby, Collins. We are going to have a ton of value coming out of the San Antonio Spurs today. They're going to look a lot like Memphis as a high-level priority for this slate. The matchup sucks. But when you're missing Devin Vassell and Keldon Johnson and Jeremy Sochan and Chetty Osman, potentially Wemby, who the hell knows who else is going to be out for San Antonio? We got a lot of shots to go around, a lot of playing time to go around. San Antonio is one of the better options you can get to. We just don't officially know who that's going to be yet. And then we go to OKC. Another team on a back-to-back. 13% ownership to SGA. Is he playing today? No idea. Probably shouldn't. Don't really need him against San Antonio. But at the same time, maybe you're trying to ramp him back up. OKC still has a 50% chance to be one or either the one seed or the two seed. You're playing for something at that point. Jalen Williams, 7,300, power forward only, 14% owned. Is he playing today? Who the hell knows? No one else is getting a ton of ownership. Chet's less than 10. But this could go from we're not interested in OKC that much to we're getting a ton of OKC. Now, I like SGA more than 13% if he's in. And I probably like Jalen Williams more than 14% if he's in. But if one of those guys are out, those guys become smash plays. And we bump everything else from OKC. But maybe they just want to put a pin in SGA, put a pin in Jalen Williams, go out there and beat the shit out of San Antonio with all of the guys that they have left, and not really stress any additional work or injury load. We just don't know because none of these teams have an injury report. And that's the tricky part about breaking this bad boy down to start the day. Like, we have SGA 15% optimal, Jalen Williams 13% optimal. Both of those guys will be over 20 if either one of the other dude is out. But for right now, we don't know. We don't know. We have Grizzlies, Hornets, Hawks, Mavs, Heat, Raptors, Magic, Bucks, Spurs, Thunder. There's 12 teams on this slate today. Two of them have an injury report. The other 10 are on a back-to-back. We did the best that we could given our situation here today. But that's all I've got. I don't know how else to break this down. It is a complete, absolute, like, fool's errand to think that I can really give you guys the goods. We can hit on overall stories, but individual plays, that's an NBA Live Before Lock discussion because this information doesn't exist. Or you can be in our premium Discord, and that might help you out a little bit as news pops up throughout the day. Do you guys have any questions? Anything else you want to see before I dip on out of here? We've got MLB Live Before Lock coming up at noon for the MLB early slate. All right, we're calling it, folks. I loved having you. Thanks to the 250 people that are here. I would give anything to break this down in a better way, but this is the best that we can do right now. So thank you guys for being here. Sign up for Sleeper, Masters promos, DFS, sports betting, pick'em sites, Odd Shopper or Stochastic. The promo code is Masters. Get the DFS packages for 40% off. Get Odd Shopper for a dollar. I'm going to get on out of here, guys. This was fun. It's going to be a hell of a slate. Enjoy everything we're doing today, guys. Don't forget about baseball. I'll talk to you guys later. This was the NBA Strategy Show.